we doing, guys? Hey, good afternoon. We're very excited here to welcome Alex Smith to the Kansas City Chiefs family. You know, since the beginning of this process, we've always had our eye on Alex, and right now we're finally happy to have obtained him through a trade with the San Francisco 49ers, and we finally get him on board. You know, in talking with Andy, we're both very impressed not only by the accomplishments that Alex has obtained on the field in the past few years, but we know we're getting a quality person here to be the quarterback of this franchise and the leader in the locker room, or one of the leaders. As we move forward in the 2013 season, we feel very fortunate that Alex will be a member of the Chiefs franchise for years to come. I want to welcome Alex, his wife Elizabeth, and his family to the Kansas City Chiefs family. And with that, I'll take your questions.
John, why Alex? Why did you identify him?
Well, like I've told you all along, it's an ongoing process. When we had a chance to do all our research, we felt that where we are as a franchise and moving forward here, we thought Alex was the best option for us, and that's why we did this. And we're very fortunate to have him. As you get a chance to meet him, you'll realize what a special individual he really is. What made him? I think his ability is he's shown through the years, his ability to play the game of football at a high level, the ability to win games, his person, his leadership skills that he has, and that's why.
Alex, do you see this as starting over your career or jump-starting it coming from San Francisco to Kansas City?
I don't know if I think of it as either of those.
I think of it as this. I'm ready for this. I feel like because of what I've gone through, I mean, you grow as a player, you grow as a person. And ready for this. This is a new opportunity for me. Can't say how excited I am for it. Thankful for the opportunity, and here to get to work and make the most of it.
So. The Chiefs contacted you. What was your first reaction?
When all this went along, obviously in the season, I made it very clear to the 49ers that I wanted to play. I did not want to sit there and wasn't ready to be a backup. And they made it clear that they weren't going to release me. And the process started about potential teams. There was no doubt in my mind this is where I wanted to be. I wasn't close. Everything pointed here for me. And was excited about that. And I'm just so thankful it worked out. Thankful it got done.
Alex, why did you want to be here? What was it about this
place? These two guys right here, opportunity to work with Coach Reed. Is something that from all the quarterbacks I've ever talked to and gotten to know that have ever played for him have only had good things to say. His pedigree, I think, speaks for itself. And I think you look at this team, you look at what's here, the pieces that are in place, and from the outside looking in, you see the talent that's here. You see the potential, and it's just a matter of, getting things going, getting – that chemistry right, the culture right, but this was a place that I looked at that had the makings, and wanted to be a part of.
Isn't it a little scary professionally when you talk about looking at this team? We're not really sure what this team can do yet because, again, they're still assembling the team.
Yeah, but that's every team in the NFL, in my opinion. It's it's here. You know what the nucleus is, what it can be.
You see that? What do you see in the Chiefs?
Oh, the players. I mean, it starts there. I mean, I think it starts in the locker room, the coaching staff, those two things, the direction they're headed. The moves that they've made the last few days, the guys they brought in, the talent they brought in, all reflect that.
Andy, the legend is that you spent a lot of time going into last season, analyzing and scouting him when he was a free agent then. Is that true? And how much did you rely on that this year?
Well, listen, I followed him since college. Alex played for a good friend of mine, Kyle Whittingham, at the University of Utah, and Urban Meyer. And obviously he was a very productive player there, so I had a chance to study him there. And then I followed his career throughout his time at San Francisco, when I was at Philadelphia, for whatever reason, we seemed to play them every year. And so I got to see him firsthand. And he was somebody that I, if had the chance, I would want on my team. So I did acquire about him periodically with the 49ers. So this was an opportunity, again, to where he was, you know, where we did have a chance to bring him to Kansas City, and very excited about that. I think you'll find out with time what you've got here, and but from a coaching standpoint, what a tremendous addition to a locker room, and you know, obviously a fine football player, but even a better person. So. And that's welcomed here. His leadership, I think, is something that this team will benefit from, and we'll be able to build around him.
Beyond the leadership, how about as a quarterback? What are the traits that he has shown that you like?
Well, he's run an offense that's very similar to ours, in particular the last couple of years, and he's done it at a very high level. Statistically, I mean, you can look at that part of it. Efficiency, you look at that part of it. And the winning, which we're all graded on, you look at that part of it, and so he's got pluses in all those areas. He's got a strong arm. He's got a great feel for the pass game. He's obviously one of the smarter quarterbacks in the National Football League. He's had to do everything at the line of scrimmage, and that's something that you look at from a coaching standpoint, whether it's changing protections or changing runs to passes or passes to runs, or, you know, getting his team in and out of situations that end up being positive situations. He does that with ease, and I say with ease, he does it with ease during the game. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into that behind the scenes, so you know he's a hard worker.
How would you say you've had a jump the last couple of years? Why do you think your last two seasons have really been best seasons for you and you've taken a step in your career?
You know, for me, I really felt like I don't necessarily feel like I was doing anything different. I mean, obviously, I think I grew as a player, but I really feel like it got back to football. You know, where we were, it just became about football, became about playing football, and not so many of the exterior things that can sometimes creep into this game at this level. And for me, it was stop worrying about everything else. I'm gonna try to play quarterback as best I can and do my job, and not worry about anything else. Not try to do too much. You know, stay within myself and help this team win games. And you know, you continue to put your team in good situations and good things happen. You know, so, you know, before that I had the injuries and was kind of battling that. So I don't know if it was all of a sudden an abrupt thing. I think if you look at, you know, the last 3 years of play, you know, pretty consistent in my mind and just increasing, getting better every year.
John, what becomes of Matt Castle now?
Right now, currently, Matt is on our roster. And as you know, as the days go along, we'll see what happens there. But right now, he's on our roster.
John, will there be open competition for the quarterback, or will it be Alex, then Chase, then?
I think that's a question you could ask the head coach on that question.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to speak a little bit with forked tongue here, but I'm going to tell you, every position, we try to present competition because that brings out the greatness in the player. I just think that's and thus makes you a better football team. But I'll tell you, Alex is a starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
For both of John and Andy, do you have any concern that bringing in a popular player from a local university could create a quarterback controversy type of dynamic?
I don't think that's I don't think there's any problem there. Chase is a tremendous football player at a very important position, and it wouldn't matter where he played. I don't think that's the factor. We're very lucky to have him with us, and you saw the great job that he did in his role in New Orleans. And so I looked at that. I'm close with some of the coaches in New Orleans and how he handled himself there. I know Drew Brees, and Drew would tell you that Chase pushed him every day that he was there, and presented competition every day that he was there. and that allowed Drew even to be better than what Drew could have been without him there. So, and then for whatever reason, I know the coaches there had the ultimate confidence that if something were to happen to Drew, that Chase could step in and win football games for him. And so that's a very valuable commodity for our football team. And I'm hoping that he comes in and presents competition and does that. I think that's a great thing. And you guys know him. I mean, that's his nature. He's a competitive guy, and he wants to be the best he possibly can be and make his football team the best they possibly can be. So that's what this thing's all about.
John, back to Castle again for a second. How long can you keep him on the roster?
Well, we'll make those decisions in the next couple of days. But right now, he's on the roster.
Has he still been coming around to work out, or has he been told?
I'm not sure.
I think he may be on vacation right now.
Do you know that Matt's been coming around?
Yeah, Matt's out of town right now. So he wasn't, but he has been coming around, yes. He wasn't here today, though.
Not been told, though, that he's not?
Well, we communicate. I mean, we're not going to get into all that, but we've communicated with him, and he understood the situation that was taking place today. It wasn't a secret to him or his representative. So we'll just take it. We'll take it from there.
Do you have any opportunity to talk to Dwayne Bowe or any of the other guys on the team?
I have not yet, no. Just flew in late last night. Kind of weird, knowing the trade is potentially done in principle, but not being able to contact or anything, so just kind of waiting. And just got in late last night. Look forward to getting to know him and all my teammates. So haven't had a chance yet, though, no.
Alex, I know you've been in the building for less than a day. But I'm also sure that you probably have gotten a look at the playbook in some fashion over the last maybe couple of weeks.
He can't do that by rule. So, I mean, no. But that's all right. It's a good question, but that's it.
How close is this offense to what you did in San Francisco?
It would be ridiculous for me to try to answer that. It literally came in today. A little bit walking around and getting to visit with the coaches. The last few years I ran a forum of the West Coast, but not any two forums are alike. I mean, they all kind of go their own direction. Is there carryover? For sure. I mean, I think when you talk, a lot of the terminology and protections and things like that and formations are similar in the structure, but a lot gets changed over time, and everybody kind of, makes their own adjustments and things.
Background, though, there probably isn't an offense you don't have experience with, is there?
I've been through a few, on paper, they all look alike. A lot of people run the same plays. I think, it's all about how it's taught and executed, whatever you call it and whatever language you speak or whatever lineage tree it comes from. It's obviously all in the execution, so. But I've been through a lot. Looking forward to sinking my teeth in this one.
John, how difficult was it to part with that second round pick?
Well, that's one thing we really don't talk about is compensation or how we go about trade. I've never really talked about that. I don't think that's a good policy to set.
Couple more.
Go ahead,
sir.
Alex
Reed.
Surprised at the timing of it, how far out from Tuesday that it was agreed to and you kind of got wind of it, and what have you been up to the last 2 weeks?
I didn't have any expectations. This was new territory for me, so I had no idea how it would work, how fast it would happen. No idea. Certainly something I wasn't a part of. So, was there on my end, waiting. Obviously heard it like everybody else and was excited about it going through it on the Niners end. It was a little different, waiting, working out, doing what I normally would have been doing, but, a little weird not being able to contact or come out here or get a playbook. So just kind of sit and stay in shape.
John, if we could just go back, you said you don't ever talk about compensation. You said you don't think that's a good idea. Can you expand on why that's not a good idea?
No, it's just, I don't know, it's just maybe that's kind of where I've learned and developed and grown through the system, and we've really never tried to talk about that, and I don't think it's the right time to really talk about that.
There is a time and a place. It's just not now or no?
No, it's I just don't want to talk about it right now.
How Alex, I just want to clarify. Did you say you identified the Chiefs as a team that you kind of had your eye on?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Absolutely. Yes.
What did you see back then last fall or whatever that had you interested in what was going on here?
I don't know if it was back last fall. Obviously when the season was done, our season was done, and for me, like I said, I wasn't going to get released, and options were kind of laid out, and for me, without a doubt, Chiefs were the team that I wanted to be, even before I knew they were an option. I thought maybe there was potential there, and it turned out there was, and worked out for the best, so.
Last two, right there, right here. Go ahead.
Andy, when you took the job, you said one of your primary jobs was going to be to find the next Len Dawson. Do you think you've done that?
Well, listen, Len Dawson's sitting right here. Len Dawson's in the Hall of Fame. We're going to work on getting Alex in the Hall of Fame. So I'm privileged to be in this room, as you are, with two great ones, and I know Alex appreciates the groundwork that Lynn set for him. So,
standards, Alex.
You want to be great. I mean, you want to shoot high. You want the expectations to be high. None of us are playing this game, coming to second. That's not why we're here. We're here because we have something in us that pushes us because we love the competition. To find out what we got inside, and I think that's what's special about this job. And for me is I get to find out on a weekly basis what I'm made of, and you get tested. And a lot of people go through life and they don't get that opportunity. And fortunately enough, we get it all the time. I love it. That's why we're here.
Last one, Jeff. Plan drafting a quarterback, or is the position settled in your mind right now?
Well, I think you have to keep up. You have to be flexible. Keep your options available as you go into that process. We'll let the draft board come down, and you can never say never. That's not to say it could never happen or it won't happen. I want the draft board to see how that unfolds, and at the right time, you'll be able to make that decision. You got to see how the draft board is set and how those players begin to roll off that draft board.
Okay, now last one out. Andy, you also signed four free agents in the last 24 hours or so. Can you talk about where your roster is now compared to where it was before free agency started?
Yeah, listen, I think John's done a heck of a job with setting up and working with the agents to bring in these free agents. He's identified guys. I think if you took one common denominator with the free agents that have been brought in this far, there's a certain toughness and grit about them. And maybe they're not the flashiest players, but they're hard-nosed, tough guys, and they've proven that at their respectable positions. So I welcome that to our football team. I think our locker room will welcome that. It's important now. As this is just one part of the process, it's important now that we jump in and we get ourselves ready for the draft and any other moves that you might make in free agency past today. But it's important that we get ourselves ready for the draft. And both John and I have said this before. That's kind of where you build your football team. It's not necessarily through free agency. That's not what we're trying to attempt to do. But we're plugging in some holes that we think needed plugged in with some good solid football players. You're cheating here.
Yeah.
You must be special to get this question.
Is there a guy who Donnie Avery reminds you of as far as guys who maybe played for you with the Eagles?
Well, I think I know where you're going with it. He has tremendous speed. So we had a couple of receivers there in Philadelphia that could run fast and made plays down the field. And Donnie possesses that speed, and that's a big part of his game. So you talk about one of the faster guys in the National Football League. He came off a pretty severe knee injury when he was with the Rams, and he recovered from that. And you saw his production last year with Indianapolis, and I'd expect him just to kind of pick up and continue to build on what he did there.
All right, thank you.
you guys.